Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. On today's show, we talked about, we heard all about Lynette's surgery and talked a little bit about life in quarantine. But first, Tommy John. Oh, my gosh. After years of listening to women all over the country, Tommy John, the revolutionary underwear brand that's redefining comfort, is proud to announce their latest innovation, or as they like to call it, your new BFF, bras with fit flexibility. Yeah, BFF. That's so clever. So Tommy John has these perfect, super comfortable bras, and, you know, your bra should never stab you in the back or the front or the side. So Tommy John removed all metal wires and embedded comfortable support. This bra, I have one. I love it. I wear it all the time. It's super comfortable. Get you one. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/FCOL and get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/FCOL. And now on with the show.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for a new month of Adam's Monthly Nut. Get ready because March's shipment is one of the best nuts yet. You'll get 2 hand-rolled, Mark Garagos-approved, award-winning McAuliffe cigars delivered in a custom wood box. A Did You Feed the Dog calendar, so you'll never forget to not starve your dog. A pack of Sabel's chocolate chip cookies. 4 custom Delta Foo shot glasses so you can make the most of your day wasted. And of course, a bottle of your choice. The $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Hey guys, this is Trish from the podcast The Dish with Trish. It's fun and exciting. We have a new guest each week, whether that be a movie star.
And then we do this diner scene, and he's like blowing up on me and like trying to throw everything in my face. And I'm like, what are you doing right now? Because we had a contract. And the contract said we weren't going to talk about the molestation.
A singer.
I was singing Wicked on the way here, and then I show up and you're in a Wicked
That's-
shirt.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
I know.
Maybe that's a sign.
A YouTuber. I loved Craigslist. I used to do the 50 roses.
Yeah. I used to do 150 roses.
This is why you're where you're at, and I'm still here.
Or just a random person I'm interested in.
I can't believe with all your crazy sexual exploits, you've never dropped a digit on a guy and went for the prostate.
It's always fun on The Dish with Trish. And we get that dish and we serve it nice and hot. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Lynette. I've missed you so much. It's crazy.
I know. I miss you. I miss everybody. I miss everyone stuck in this house. It's worse for me because everybody feels sorry for me. I've been in bed laying down for like 2 weeks, and now I'm starting to come back to life, and I can't fucking go anywhere or do anything.
Well, we have so much to catch up on.
I know.
First of all, let's just do our shout outs for our listeners who we miss like crazy.
Let's say hi to us. Yes.
First of all, Jessica Crawford, hi. Krista Stroop, Stephanie Rinker, don't be
a stinker.
Krista Robinson, Amy Cunt. I mean, Amy Cunt. Aaron Landis.
Eshawn. What's up, Eshawn?
Carrie Berry, Randy May. That's it. I'm cutting you off on names right there. Kelly Brandt, Jacob Crowley. What's up, dude? Amanda Crichton, and Casey Howell, Angie Saldivar, Gabby Fonseca, Missy Schaefer, Rebecca Lubin, and a special shout out this week to Michelle McKibben, who had a pretty big tragedy in her life. And hi, Michelle.
We love you, Michelle. We're
okay.
Everybody.
And before we really even get started, do you own or rent your home?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
Sitting in it right now.
It could be hard work, but at least we have one, right? You know what's easy, though? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have a lot to do around your home, especially now. A lot to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Just visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Okay. What's up? All right. So go take us back. Go back all the way back in the Wayback Machine to surgery. Tell me everything.
Oh, my God. All right. So you cut out for a little bit. Let's start with everybody telling everybody that, you know, obviously we're doing our shows from home. And stick with us and hang with us because, you know, we're be a little patient because we're trying to work out all the technical issues. Because, Stephanie, you cut out for a bit. So if I keep talking and you don't hear me or I don't hear you, that's what's going on. So if that happens, Kaylin, shoot me a text. I have my phone in front of me. So Stephanie, I miss you. That's all I'll say.
So much.
How are you doing? How are you holding up over there? What's going on?
Well, I mean, we have so much time to get into that. I want to hear about your surgery. I mean, things are, you know, a total giant shit show over here. That's how things are.
Things are sideways.
Things have gone insanely sideways. Yes. After you talk about your surgery, I will tell you about what a stupid idea it was to change schools at the time we did with Sadie.
Oh, my God.
Because she was at that school for 1 week, and now she's being subjected to online learning, and it's not fun.
Oh, my God. Oh, see, it's those little things that you don't realize, like, you know, grad night canceled, all your, you know, think about the seniors in high school. It's just, it's so sad.
It really is.
So yeah.
Go back to your surgery.
All right.
We have two shows, so we have plenty of time to tell people what a shit show our lives are. So go back, surgery day. How did it go?
I'll just tell you the horror of it because everything was moving along just fine.
Okay.
Until I woke up. So I wake. Okay. So this is crazy. I go into surgery at like 11:30, right? And meanwhile, now keep in mind, my sister-in-law and both of my kids are at the hospital because they decided that they had to take the day off to come see this before everything went to shit. So they decided that they had to be there at the hospital for emotional support. So they had to take the day off. So they're at the hospital. I wasn't happy about that because of the coronavirus. So I'm a little concerned, but they're wearing gloves and masks and they look like little hazmaters. And if you can picture that. Now, I mean, I had them like from head to toe. So I wake up. Okay, so I go into surgery at like 11:30. I wake up, it's like 1:30. And I don't know if you've had surgery. I know you have had surgery. But if you haven't had surgery, you go into this, you know, you go into the recovery room, right? And you're just laying there. And you wake up and there's a lady kind of next to you and she's like, you know, how's your pain and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I was okay for a little while. I didn't eat anything. So I'm laying there and now I'm awake. I'm like getting wider awake and I'm like, okay, can I go to my room? What am I going on to my room? And she said, yeah, they're getting your room ready, honey. Just relax, just rest. And so I go back to sleep. I wake up, I look at the clock, it's 4:00 and I'm like, what's going on? Why? And I look around the room. I didn't even look at my surroundings, but the second time I wake up, it's 4:00. I look around and I'm in this huge, just picture MASH, like a MASH unit, like just like lines of bodies of just people out of surgery. And then I hear like people vomiting.
No.
I hear like moaning. Yes. I'm like, oh my God, Jesus. Luckily my pain was okay, but I was getting hungry and I was like, I wasn't tired. Like I just went back to, I could just go back to sleep very easy. Just close my eyes, go back to sleep and block out the horror of everything. But I was starting to kind of get hungry and a little antsy. And I was like, okay, my kids are here. My sister-in-law, well, they can come back. I go, no, I don't want them to come back here. You know, it's fine. But just, you know, it's 4 o'clock. Like, what is going on? And she's like, yeah, I've never seen the hospital this busy. It's for some reason, it was just people out of surgery and waiting for their rooms. And it's not like a hotel where they can just kick you out at 11 a.m.
I was going to say, like, did all these people get late checkout or what?
Yes, exactly. Like, it was weird. It was a very surreal feeling. And so I felt bad, but I was, like, getting irritable. And I was like, all right, just can you knock me out then? Just tell my sister I'm okay. Tell my kids they're okay. Tell them just probably to go home, I guess. I don't know. And just knock me out. And so she gave me something to relax and I went back to sleep. And then, like, meanwhile, unbeknownst to me, my sister Wendy and now Suzanne is at the hospital because now it's 8 o'clock and I'm still in the same position. I'm still in the same MASH unit. And it's 8 o'clock. And so Suzanne gets off work. She goes, it's Friday evening. She goes to the hospital to sit with Wendy and the kids. And they've been there. We've been there since 11 a.m. No. We got there at 9 a.m.
And I like that Suzanne, I like that Wendy had to have somebody come sit with her.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's got to be there. So then I wake up and it's like 8:30. I'm going, well, now I'm pissed. I'm like, I'm starving. Well, you can get something. Would you like me? And I've had their hospital food. It's awful. It's awful. I think I could eat anything. No, I can't eat there. Their food was like horrible. And I was like, no. I want my bed. Because I told my sister-in-law, I know when I wake up, I know what I'm going to want. I'm going to want a everything bagel with a ton of cream cheese and maybe even some lox and some tomatoes and capers. And, and she's like, okay, you know, because she was like, she's like my personal chef at this point. She's like, okay, like, what do you want? What are you going to want? You know, get me that and a smoothie or whatever. I'll be fine.
You're such a Jew. I love it.
I know. I'm an honorary Jew.
You really are.
So I'm like, I'm kind of constantly asking for this bagel. This lady keeps going like, you want me to get you a hospital bagel? I know. I don't want a hospital bagel. I want my everything bagel. I don't want your shitty bagel. So my sister-in-law has been sitting there with a fucking bagel for, I don't know for how long. And I'm like, she's like, well, your sister-in-law can come bring it. So then Wendy now, by the way, so she keeps calling going, I want to see her. Where is she? She's still in the recovery. We can't get a room. The room is not ready yet. So then she gets like the manager. She causes a ruckus. Like she gets the manager and she's like, she goes, Dr. Drew sits on the board. Yes. She goes, I know what you're going to say. She goes what? She goes all terms of endearment.
Yes.
That's what she said.
My favorite reference.
I know. So she's like, get the manager. She gets the manager.
She goes full on Karen. I want to see the manager of this place.
I got your number. So she's like, the manager's like some lady, I don't know, whoever she got a hold of. And she's like trying to tell Wendy, like, the rooms aren't ready. They haven't cleaned the rooms. We'll clean them. I'll get a bucket. I'll go clean the room. And she, no, ma'am, just relax. And then she's like, Dr. Drew's on the board. Says, do you want me to call Dr. Drew? And she's like, well, if you think that'll help, I don't know. Poor Drew. He doesn't have any clout in the town anymore.
That's my favorite, though.
That goes nowhere.
If you think that'll help.
If you think that'll help, right. Like, what's that going to do? Like, Drew's going to come kick these people out of their room and then clean the room. It was just, I was in pain. I was miserable. I was starving. I started to cry. I was like, I forget it. I just want to go home. Fuck it. Just, I want to go home. I don't even want to stay in the hospital. I just want to go home. I want to go home tonight.
And the man, is that an option?
I don't know. I just kept telling the lady that. And because Wendy did say something to me and it stuck in my head that they can't keep you if you don't want to stay. you know, because remember last time when I went to the hospital, I went MIA, I just left, you know, after Wendy got on the plane. I just said, oh, I'm fine, I'm going to go home. So, you know, so you can still hear me okay, huh?
I can hear you, yeah.
Good. All right. So, where was I?
So you're totally miserable. You're in the room. And you decide, like, maybe I should just leave.
Right.
But you can't just really leave.
I can't just really leave. And then Wendy comes, because I just want to lay eyes on, I just want eyes on her. So she comes. And meanwhile, again, the place is still, the room, it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the evening. That room that I was in was still probably 12 people deep of moaning and throwing up and, you know, and the clock right in front of my bed. So it was like taunting me. Every time I opened my eyes, I could see what time it was. And I'm thinking, all I could think of is, are my kids still here? Where are the kids? You know, is Wendy still here? Well, I don't, you know, I was worried. That's why I wanted to just go and get it done by myself. But, you know, I was happy everybody came. But so then it's like, so Wendy comes and she brings me a bagel. I don't even enjoy it. I work with it. And yeah.
Was it from Western?
No. It was like from some place. I know. It was like from Albertsons across the street. I don't know.
That's the first mistake. It needs to be from a Jew place. Gelson?
Right. Right. I know. Lee. I know.
Western or Noah's. And that's it. There's no, and you don't have an Albertsons bagel after surgery.
I know. So it was, I didn't enjoy it. And then Wendy was just standing there and then that's when I kept saying I wanted to go home. And then Wendy goes, okay, I'll take you home. And you know, like she's winking at the lady, like, okay, we'll get you out of here. Lady's like, yeah, okay. Meanwhile, I can hear, then Wendy leaves. I just want to go back to sleep. Knock me out. The lady kept knocking me out. And, the lady, I can hear her and Wendy talking, and she's like, I'm just so, the lady was so nice, and I was trying very hard to be nice to her because it wasn't her fault, but I was still like, you know, I was so irritable, and I was in some pain, but I don't know, I was just in a groggy, pissed off state. And so the lady says, you know, it could be until after midnight that she's up in here. And I was like, I heard that. I go, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? I started screaming, get me out. I want to leave. Everybody could hear me. I was making a show. I was a big kashaw. And the next thing I know, I don't know what happened after that, but the next thing I know, I hear
they knocked you out.
They knocked me out.
They were like, say goodnight, Lynette.
I wish that could happen in real life. Wouldn't that be nice? Like if you're just like miserable and you just go like, knock me out, like just lay down and just pass out and be in a deep sleep.
Uh-huh. And yeah. So for the next like 2 weeks.
Yes. So the next thing I know is I hear a man's voice and I hear him go, hi, my name is Peter, Mrs. Carolla. I'm going to be your nurse. And I'm like, okay. Hi, Peter. I didn't even open my eyes. Oh, they gave me I said, it's bright in here. Oh, by the way, they were playing like music. They were playing like rock music, like KLOS rock station in the background, like the workers, because it became to be after midnight and most people were out of that room. I looked around and I was like me and like this poor woman across the way and like another guy next to me. And that was pretty much it. Just our rooms were just not available. It was insane.
Were there curtains between you?
I had to pull the curtain closed. There was a curtain, yes, I could reach for it, but I pulled it closed at one point. But
because years ago I had surgery, mm-hmm. and I had to go back into the ER because I couldn't pee. It was horrible. I think it was before our time. But the point is, I couldn't pee, and I had just had surgery that day, that morning, and I had to go back to the hospital to sort of the ER area, mm-hmm. and to get a catheter. And it was a similar situation where there was just like a line of sort of beds with just a curtain between you. And there were workers in there like walking back and forth. And I'm out there with just like my legs spread and a catheter up my cooch and people walking by. And I was like, what the? and the curtains didn't go like in front. It was.
Yeah, you're right. Right. They don't go in front.
Horrible, yeah. Horrible. I was like crying and just going, I want to go home. There's beds. What is happening?
Yeah, it sucks. And I've never had a catheter. I had a catheter there. And I kept saying, I have to pee. And the lady goes, just pee. You have a catheter on. I kept forgetting that because I was like, I want to get up. I have to go to the bathroom. And she's like, you're not getting up. Just pee. And then I could feel it and it was bothering me. And then at one point she did take it out. She said, are you okay to take, you want me to take the catheter? I said, please take this catheter out. So she took the catheter. Wendy was there for that. And then, yeah, because, you know, the next morning they were like, you can't leave until you can pee. So this guy, the Peter nurse, I didn't even know what he looked like because at one point I just had earplugs in my ears and an eye mask over my eyes. And he was talking to me and I didn't even lift. I didn't know. He was like, okay. It's like, you're going to go to your room now. And I was like, oh, thank you, Peter. Thank you. Thank you. You deserve a rate. Like it says, you know, it was like he did it. And he's like, so basically I was there the whole shift of this woman. So she was there all day into the evening. I didn't get to my room until 1:30 in the morning. And I was just exhausted and tired. And I luckily did not have to pee. I went right to bed. Wendy went, she slept in the room. She slept in the room with me. And
oh
then,
my gosh, that's so sweet.
I know. She lives for taking care of people. You know, one of those people, I'm not that person. Like she raised 5 kids and she loves to take care of people, especially when people are sick, and she loves to cook. So you have those two qualities. You're golden.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. So, you know, so then I got to my room and then the next morning I was like, I want to go home. I just want to get home. And they said, well, you got to wait for your doctor and you have to pee. And I did not want to pee. I didn't want to get up. I was scared. I didn't want to stand up. And it felt weird. Like it feels like there's an organ. It feels like there's an organ missing. Like you just feel empty. I can't even describe it. It's a weird feeling. It felt like when I gave birth after the C-section, they take the baby out and they go, here's your baby. And you're like, oh, I can breathe. And then you feel like there's something missing, you know, it was just a weird feeling. And, I was in a world of hurt, but I really just wanted to go home. And Wendy said, okay, you know, so, yeah. And then we just went home and then I got taken care of for the next week by Wendy and it was nice. And now she's gone and I miss her. Yeah.
But back up because you told me what did the doctor say? Because you told me there was some like crazy shit going on your insides.
So the doctor came and saw me and you know, the thing I don't know why I like this, but he came walking in with his like two-year-old daughter, you know, just like holding her in on a Saturday morning, doing his rounds at like 8:30 in the morning. He's like, how you doing? How you feeling? You know? And I was like, oh, I'm feeling okay. I just want to go home, you know? And he's like, you look good. Okay. You know, he gave me the okay, but I like that he had his kid with him. I don't know why. It was just sweet, I guess. I don't know. Even though it was Corona, you know, Corona season, it really didn't like hit
Corona
yet.
Season. It's Corona season, you know.
It didn't
every
hit.
Like mid March. You just got to be right. Careful of the Rona.
Right. Yes. You don't want to get the Rona. So yeah. So then a week into it, I was going to come back to work, and Wendy left, and then I noticed there was a like every time I go to the bathroom there was like blood on the incision, you know, not coming out of me, just on the incision, just bleeding. And then I looked at the paperwork and I said, if there's any like fresh blood, call the doctor. So I call the doctor. Of course, the doctor doesn't call me back. And this is when everything goes sideways for everybody. And I was like, I don't know. Wendy goes like, call the doctor again, call him again, leave him a message. And I'm like, I don't know. I think they're really busy. It says like, you know, don't bother us unless you really, really need to. And the blood was like, I don't know. I just wanted to keep an eye on it. So I just stayed laying down basically for another few days. You know, it's here I am, I think 3 weeks out and it's 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I feel fine. I feel like mentally I'm feeling fine. Like I want to get up and move around. And then I went on a walk the other day with Sunny And he told me I could take it easy, like just take it easy. If you do a walk and you feel good, then go longer the next day if you want, you know, don't lift anything over, you know, 10 pounds or whatever. And then give it little by little kind of thing. Just take it week by week. But he's like, still you're in a 6 week period of taking care of it. You know, you don't want to screw up anything, but just, you know, just take it easy for 6 weeks, but just take it how you feel, like listen to your body kind of thing.
Right,
and I went on the walk. Yeah. And so I went on my walk and I felt fine. But then I told him this because I just saw him 2 days ago, 3 days ago. I told him that I'm feeling like a tugging feeling, like something's pulling, a little bit of a burning sometimes or tugging on the inside of me, like in my lower abdomen. And he said, that's normal. It's, you know, you're recovering, you're healing. Yeah. So I'm doing fine, except, you know, it sucks because we don't have any cleaning people. We're in quarantine and I can't really do much. Like I feel it. Like I got to sit down after. It's no joke.
Well, you shouldn't be vacuuming. First of all, let's take our first ad break.
Yes.
And then let's get right back to that. And also,
yeah,
let's do some business. I want to tell everybody about Native. So, oh my God, I honest to God love this deodorant. And a lot of people have talked about it on our website. A lot of people have used it. It's great. Mm-hmm. And you know why? Because you got to have something for the kids to keep the smell away, but that doesn't have any bad additives like aluminum. So you can feel better about putting it on. It's safe. It's formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's also vegan and never tested on animals, which is a plus. But I really honestly love the smell of it. It's so good.
Oh, really? It smells good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They have mint eucalyptus. They have it's a great smelling deodorant. Coconut and vanilla, that's their most popular. Lavender and rose. Cucumber and mint and eucalyptus and mint. I love the eucalyptus and mint. Something for everyone. And also, Native is excited for the relaunch of their toothpaste line. They have a natural toothpaste.
That sounds
really good. So anyway, I love this deodorant. And for 20% off your first purchase, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code FCOL during checkout. That's 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com, promo code FCOL. So do it. And tell us about Ritual.
Well, I'll tell you guys about Ritual. Listen, I'm taking care of myself. And I got to tell you, I'm glad we're doing this ad because I've been taking Ritual for over a year now. And especially gearing up for surgery, it was really nice to have and really handy because I didn't have to think about anything. I just joined and my vitamins show up. Ritual's clinical study of essentials for women, they showed an increase in vitamin D levels and omega-3 by their clinical studies, just by taking Ritual. And it's got all those people that are obsessed about the labels, it's got vegan certified, non-GMO, gluten-free, allergen-free ingredients, and their sources are out there for everybody to read. They don't hide anything. And the thing I like nice, it's there, they have a delayed release, so there's no nausea. And you just take it. And, you know, a lot of times I have to take things on an empty stomach because I'm on the go and it's nice. I don't get a stomach ache and they have all the great quality. So, you know, you guys should try Ritual. It changed my life. And Ritual's offering our listeners 10% off the first 3 months. So you can try it yourself. Try it out. They have satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/FCOL. to start your Ritual today. And you get 10% off during your first 3 months. So at ritual.com/FCOL, try it. Let me know how you guys like it because I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's yes.
So yes. Okay. So but when your doctor came to see you, you mm-hmm. told me that you had like a crazy big tumor. Do you mind? Like I want to know what happened. What happened?
What happened? So basically he took out, I know, but you know, it's funny because Suzanne and Wendy said the same. They're like, I wish we could have seen the uterus. I'm like, are you guys insane? But he said it was 3 times the normal size. He said he had a hard time a little bit of had to tug a little bit. Maybe that's what I'm saying. He said I had a little bit of a hard time, but he got it out. 3 times the size and filled with fibroids, tons of fibroids. And it's a good thing I did it because, I mean, I would have just kept bleeding the way I was bleeding every month. I would have just, it would have just been not a good thing. So I needed to do it. I'm so glad I did it. So glad I did it. And, you know, then I went to, I saw my doctor the other day and Suzanne came with me. And she asked about it as well. And he said, you know, normally, he goes 3 times the size. He goes, normally I see it like 10 times, not normally, but he's like, I've seen 10 times the size the uterus gets. That's how bad it can get.
Oh, God. Yeah,
you know, he's like, so ladies, you know, I mean, you know, if you are bleeding like that, there's no reason for it. Just, you know, it's worth it. It really is.
I mean, I don't want to say I told you so, but
yeah,
I kind of diagnosed your fibroids and everybody got so mad. They were like, well, why is she trying to diagnose Lynette? Because, bitch, I've watched a lot of episodes of Grey's Anatomy, okay?
Well, and you had it done, so, you know, I know. I should.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying I knew the symptom. The symptoms just sounded so terrible and familiar to me that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's like, oh, thank God I need that fucking thing anyway. It was dragging me down.
Yeah, but such bad timing.
I know.
So what was happening with the Okay, so meanwhile, like the coronavirus was attacking us all, but we weren't under quarantine yet at this time. Because I came in and did shows and brought my kids.
Yes, right. And then what happened? So then, like a week into me being home, it was looking like the school's going to close. The school's going to close. And then sure enough, the school's closed down. And then the kids are like, woohoo, we're on spring break. I'm like, no, you're not. You're going to be your distancing learning. You're going to get your distant learning on starting like, in a, you know, it, so they started it like a week ago. This is the second week now. Well, they kind of got their shit together by the Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. But really, like, so the kids are home. They're doing online. It looks like the schools are not going to be opened for the rest of the year. And then
everybody wants to know. So I put up a post on Facebook, but I knew people wanted to know about this. And which, so what's happening with your, so are your kids doing official distance learning? What's their game plan? Yeah. Are they all day? Are they just a couple classes online or what?
Yeah. So this is a funny thing. So, okay. You tell me what you think I should do. So they are doing distance learning. That what they do is they log on every day. The principal is doing a virtual pledge of allegiance. He's doing a daily vlog every day on his Instagram and his Facebook page.
He sounds thirsty.
Yeah, he is. He's a more. I really think so. He's a nice guy, but he loves. Did I tell you this? But I don't know if I told you this a while. Like a year ago, he started a podcast with the other principal of the high school.
That's him. Oh my God. That's so funny. He really is thirsty.
He is. He's thirsty. You know, he's got a little taste of the fame. So he's looking at his Instagram likes every day. But they're giving every morning, they have to check in and they're giving the lessons for the week, but also they have to every day check in and they have to finish this. And, you know, they have to go into their Google Classroom and get their work from there. And then the teachers now they're now in the process this week of setting up a daily, or maybe it's once a week. I don't know yet. Well, some teachers, okay, here's the other fucking thing. I'm going insane. There's too many classes. There's all their classes times two, and I'm getting my inbox swamped every day, all day from there. So anytime the teacher sends out something to the kids, they copy the parents. So I'm getting like flooded. And so the principal's working on streamlining that. Some teachers already have it. Some teachers don't. Do I need to know? I'm not a bad mom, but do I have to know what the hell they're doing all the time? Can't you just give it to them? Why are you guys copying the parents? So one of the teachers sent a text got an email yesterday over the weekend, and she wanted a survey from the parents of, do the kids want, can the kids, do you want to do a virtual online class? I don't know if she means every day or once a week or what, but she's saying like real time, like get on your Skype and Skype in with the class and the teacher, and the teacher can see you and you can see the teacher.
Okay, so they're not doing that right now.
No, they're not doing their, they're, one of the teachers is asking if the parents think it's a good idea. And then she responded, thank you for your, I didn't answer yet because I asked Sonny about it. And he said, absolutely not. I'm fine. I don't need to be online. I don't need to look at her. I've been turning in my project. I don't want to, no. And so they need to get your consent. They want, you have to have legally, they have to have your consent if your kid is going to log on online. So, in, and then it's like, do you want to do an audio, is audio and video okay? Or do you want to just do audio? Or do you want to just say no? And Sonny said, just say no. And Adam walked by and heard it. And he said, I vote for yes. And I
really,
said, yeah, as Adam wants them to work. He doesn't want them sitting around all day. So I am fine with, I didn't answer it yet. It was just last night. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask Stephanie, what would she, because Sonny's like, absolutely not. Don't sign it. You don't give them my consent. I'm not giving you my, I said, Sonny, well, it's just, you know, I can't, you can't be the only kid in class that's not doing it. And I don't, that's the other thing. I don't know. Are the other parents saying yes? She didn't say anything. She just said, thank you for your feedback. We'll get back to you. So I don't know. I'm going to say yes, probably. You know,
so I'll tell you what's happening with my kids.
Yes.
And it's pretty much a nightmare. Okay.
Yes, so, I feel for you.
So now I have three kids. I have three different kids, as you know, in three different situations, because, so I haven't caught you up on this, but I moved Sadie's school. I haven't caught anybody up on this because while you were gone and I had guests, I had my friend Lisa, who doesn't have kids, so she wasn't really going to be that interested in hearing about, you know, update on what Sadie's doing. But, okay, so Sadie changed schools with her friend, and first day came home. So I'm telling you this part because it'll put into context what's happening now. So first day comes home. It doesn't matter. But long story short, she came home looking like, you know, it was her first day at war. And John texts me, he's like, a picture of her face. He's like, it's not good. And of course, all day, and I'd been at the podcast that day. Mm-hmm. I might have been with you, or maybe no, I was, who did I have as a guest? Oh, okay, that was when I was with Lisa. Okay, exactly. Mm-hmm. Then Julie came in the last week. Okay, but anyway, so I was so nervous for her all day, like, of course, hoping and praying that it went well. You know, we made this big leap.
Right.
Okay, so it went terrible. Every day was pretty bad the first week. And of course, I'm telling myself, okay, well, you know, it's a brand new school. It's hard to make an adjustment, you know, but we've made the change. You know, she was missing her old school. She was, you know, of course, it was a matter of the grass is greener.
Right.
She didn't want to change schools, but I didn't want her to go to that 7th and 8th grade of the school that Xander's still at now. But anyway, so first week, she's feeling really lost. We try to talk to the school about it. So there's no huge corona fears at this time, right? Keep in mind.
Right.
I mean, I think there were, but it doesn't feel like that was really in our minds at the time. So yeah. I tried to talk to the school, like, she's feeling a little lost, you know, can you give them a little more guidance? But they didn't really get any more guidance. So come Friday, she's feeling like not into the school and just confused. Okay, then that's it. School at Friday, they're like, okay, no school next week, virtual learning. Well, guess what? She has what Sunny's big nightmare is.
Mm-hmm.
8:45 a.m. they sign on to Zoom, and they have all of their classes all day long. School doesn't end until 3 o'clock every day. They have to sit in virtual classes from morning until afternoon, there with the, you know, with, of course, it's glitching. There's issues. There's sound issues all day long. And also, imagine, like, every kid trying to give presentations and trying to follow along doing math in like a virtual classroom. She is so frustrated and so sad about it.
And then
they asked, the principal asked for feedback. So I wrote and said, you know what I think would be a much better idea is do only half day virtual classroom. Like, here's what I think you should do. Do three classes on Monday, two classes on Tuesday, three classes on Wednesday. Like, have these classes for an hour, and then in the afternoon, independent study.
Have
a class for an hour and then give an assignment the next day. And then when you come back to class, so that you're only sitting in front of your computer virtually learning for 3 hours a day or three and a half hours a day, the rest of the day, do your work at home. So because meanwhile, this is what's so hard too. Meanwhile, Xander was just given packets of assignments. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was kind of fun. You know, it was like, write a letter to somebody, write a persuasive blah, 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 do a word search, do a Mad Lib. So he's studying at home, but it only takes a few hours.
Right.
And so now I have to have Sadie set up to do online school all day, quiet. You know, we have to keep it down so that she can study. Meanwhile, I'm trying, like right now. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Meanwhile, LB is given work all day long too, but she only has one class that's virtual on Zoom every day.
So she has to do, which
is also, it's not bad, but.
Okay. So she does have to log on once a day for an hour.
Yeah. I think at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Here's what's going on with my kids' psyches. They're all bummed. I mean, Sadie's hating it. And I kind of feel stuck because, like, I can't virtually drop out of the school.
Right.
Because then I'll have nowhere to send her next year. I can't really do that. But I'm hoping they're going to do it the same way for this week. And then I guess they're having a virtual meeting on Friday and going to figure out based on the feedback they've gotten from parents, if they're going to switch it up. I hope they do. So, and Xander, it's not going to switch up. They're going to have a once a week call with their teacher, which is fine. LB's, I don't think, is going to switch up, but LB is, of course, really bummed.
Yeah, really?
And I'm having to fight her depression. She's anxious and just kind of like, you know, she was having such a great year, really enjoying school, and she enjoys being at school and studying. Yeah. And she's, you know, she's a go-getter.
Right.
She's not a no-getter like us. So this is really hard on her, and I'm having to find ways to get her to come out of her room. Like, I made her go on a walk with me with Peepo like two nights ago. We walked for like an hour.
Oh, that's nice.
Which did seem to cheer her up a little, but I don't know how we're going to do this if school doesn't come back.
I know. I feel you. My heart breaks for Sadie. It really, I mean, how sucky. I mean, she just switched schools and now she's got to deal with that. Like,
I know, but I don't know the right way. You know, this doesn't seem like the right way, but at the same time, I kind of like respect for these teachers who are like killing themselves to conduct who rose to the occasion. Listen,
yes, I know.
It's not right for me, but they rose to the occasion and are having to throw themselves into teaching a virtual. Can't be fun for them either.
No, I know. I was thinking about that last night when I was listening to our principal's vlog, daily vlog, nightly, whatever. And he was talking about, we had a meeting about this. We had a meeting. I'm just thinking, these poor teachers, like, they really rose to the occasion.
Right.
Like, I mean, it happened like that. Like, we're out, we're done, no school. And come Monday, you'll start distance learning. And then that was that. And so, you know, they're still figuring things out and they're still testing things. But for now, this is how it's going. And I know Natalia is miserable.
She's
trying, like, so the first few days she was okay. I don't think she really realized what was going on. Like, she's like, is it really going to be closed like until the end of the year? And I said, yeah. And no volleyball, no anything. And she's like, you know, so at first she was just kind of like, okay, you know, and she was taking it with stride. But like as of yesterday, she was going nuts. Like she's just like, I want to get out. Like I want to go on a hike. Can I go on a hike with my friend? And Sharmuta, friend of hers. I mean, I'll talk about it on Friday show or maybe on Patreon. But she's got one friend that's constantly calling her, wanting to do things, and I'm constantly telling her, "No, no, you can't," you know, "No." But then there's Adam with it's fine, you know. It's just it's a nightmare. I'm like
Adam's saying it's fine.
Yeah, Adam's saying it's fine for them to go meet on the hike on the trail and go for a hike, the two of them. And I'm like, I don't agree with that. No. And so for now, the answer has been no, but I'm fighting a battle, you know, I'm fighting a battle with between her and him, you know, and like, okay, so we should talk about this on Friday, but Adam has like had a sore throat last few days and okay. He was shaking everybody's hands at the improv, like 10 days, just everybody lined up. I don't like, you know, he's like, yep, shaking hands, high fiving, taking pictures with people. And it's like, you're not a hero, dude. Like, you're insane. And you're going to kill us all. You're going to infect us, you know. And he took a bite out of Sonny's pizza yesterday. And he's like, you better not get me sick. You better not give me the coronavirus. And then they went into a whole discussion about that, which I'll talk about on Friday. But it's just, Natalia's not happy. And I have to get her out of her room. Like, I can't let her just sit in her room all the time. So she's been doing the distance. Like she's been doing all her classes, and then she gets online, I don't know, on video conferencing with her friends to do the homework together and stuff like that. So far, as far as the schooling stuff, I think she's okay, and she's staying on top of it, which I like, and she's sort of making Sunny stay on top of it as well. Uh-huh. You know, don't forget you gotta, you know, we have the test. How did you do on your test? You know, like blah, blah, blah. And Sonny's Mr. Like, everything's fine. I'm cool. You know, I'm good. I got everything. But, you know, I hope he's got everything, you know, and he's turning in his assignments. And I would hear from his teacher, I would hope. I don't know. But, you know, he's pretty good about it. Well, this morning I got up pretty early for us now. I mean, I got up at like 7:30 and I went in his room and he was wide awake, the lights on his laptop working, doing his homework, doing his.
Oh,
his,
wow.
His daily schedule, yeah, because they think their teachers want them to sign on at a certain time, and then he just like he wants to power through and get it all done so that he can enjoy his day, kind of thing. And right. Same with her. But then, what day do you enjoy?
I was just gonna say, what like enjoy their day? I know
what, like do what?
So you know? Oh, so guess what? I started a new podcast, and I have to say, I started a new podcast, and yes, I need to, I, let me just promote myself for a second. It's actually really funny. It's called Bored AF. And I've been meaning to start a podcast with my friend Cecily for a long time. And I just never did. I never had the extra time. But since I'm not doing Sword and Scale Rewind anymore, I was like, sure, let's do a podcast. So I had to learn all the editing, everything. So like I said, it's called Bored AF. And it's where, so my friend Cecily is a movie reviewer. She does like a radio movie review thing. Mm-hmm. Remember when Adam was between hosts and I said, I have a friend who used to be the morning DJ on KZLA.
Yeah.
It was KZLA with Buzz and Cecily. Peter Tilden with Buzz and Cecily. So that was my friend.
Yeah.
So she has a syndicated movie review thing. Anyway, she's really funny. She makes me laugh really hard, and we've been friends for a long time. And so we started the show, and it's already out. It's on, so far it's not on iTunes because there's like a week to 10-day delay where they approve you, but you can get it on Spotify. And we already made 4 episodes. So yesterday, the reason I'm bringing it up, not just to promote it, say that like, oh my God, I have been, of course, so massively bored and getting depressed. So this was like a project. And I was so proud of myself because I worked from like yesterday morning. 2 days ago, we recorded 2 shows. And then yesterday, we recorded 2 more. And then I had to have John teach me how to edit on
like
a program. And then I had to figure out how to like get it distributed and do all the stuff. And
oh my God.
So, but here's the thing. So now that's done. I'm like, oh, so I had a busy day yesterday. And then, of course, we were recording today. So that was going to be. But now what?
Now what? I know. Now you're back to bored AF.
I mean, that like that's not going to last forever. We got three more weeks of this.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I know.
We're going to have to add shows, Lynette, because I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah, we can do that. I'm fine with that.
Well, okay.
I mean,
all right. Well,
jeez, I'm proud of you, Stephanie. That's awesome. To learn how to edit and distribute it, all that. Like that's a lot.
I know took all day yesterday. Well, I took a break. LB and I made a run to CVS and made sure nobody breathed on us and bought a bunch of candy. So, by the way, I'm back on sugar. Hi.
Oh, good for you. Well, you need something, for God fucking sake. I mean, Jesus. You know.
I know. I can't drink. I got to have some vice.
Yes, you got to have some vice. TV's not enough.
No, it's not. All right. So, should we wrap this show so we can do Patreon on Friday?
Right on.
Yes. Yeah. How are we doing? How'd we sound, Kaylin?
Sounded good.
Awesome.
Considering this podcast.
Okay. Well, let's catch up with Kaylin on Friday's show and see how he's handling the everything.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Thanks,
Kaylin. Yeah. Okay. So thanks to all of our sponsors, Tommy John, Native, Geico, and Ritual. Thanks, everybody. And also to our premium subscribers. They get a shout out, like Kate Marengo. Hi, bitch.
Oh, Kate. My girl, man, she kept me up all night last night. We talked about designing homes until the day of the dawn. Anyway,
I know. Listen, you got no excuse not to let Kate Marengo help you with your house, because what else are you doing?
Exactly.
Also, Sarah Dean, you need a podcast, another one, Bored AF, and Sarah Dean's podcast, Shameless Mom Academy, where she helps moms find their identity again during the quarantine. Also, Letty Molina gets you that CBD oil, even the bacon flavor for your doggies. Go to HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. Oh, Sandra is doing Velvet Swing.
Well, they say a lot of babies are going to be made during this time.
Yeah, and a lot of divorces are going to happen.
That's right.
No offense, John. So get that topical CBD for your sexy time. Go to velvetswing.com. Sylvia Berlin is with Berlin Team Homes with REMAX Coastal Homes. She serves Orange County. I bet you the rates are really low right now. So go get you a house. Email Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at berlinteamhomes.com, C-A-D-R-E, 01988601. Okay, I'm just going to do them all for right now.
Okay.
Corrine Hayes has a charity. It's on our page. It's for Prader-Willi syndrome. Well, it's not for Prader-Willi, but it's to do research to help kids with Prader-Willi syndrome. And there's a link on the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page. It's pinned to the top of the page. So go check that out and donate to it. And then, so last but not least today, Ulysses wanted to give his shout out for our girl, Michelle McKibben,
who lost
her husband to suicide. Yeah, it's really, really sad. And there's there's the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention a page on the American. Yes. Go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and put in the one honoring Brian McKibben. Please do that today. It'd be really great. And thank you, Ulysses, for doing that.
Thank you, Ulysses. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kaylin.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Do you own or rent your home? Yeah, I bet you do. And I bet it can be hard work, especially right now during the coronavirus. But you know what's easy and a relief? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com Get yourself a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.